8 lines from the bottom, it says in Aleph. Amar Ula. Boy b'nei b'Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, the Bach's Gersa is that I asked Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Li, Rabbi Yochanan said back to me later on. So it was a conversation between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. We asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the water which is on the person is connected back into the water which is in the mikvah. We say that we connect the water which is on him down into the mikvah. So the water on him goes down into the mikvah. What about the following question? So in this scenario, the Rishon, remember, was the first guy who went to the mikvah. The mikvah had exactly 40 saw. And we said that the mikvah goes down. The water goes down. It's, when the second guy goes in, it's if the mikvah is still full, because the water on the person, number one, whose feet are still in the water, are connected into the water, so the second person is going into mikvah, which has 40 saw, because all of the water on the number one is still part of the mikvah. Well, it's still part of the mikvah. You need to tell you have a needle, which is tamei. You need to be tevel it. Well, there's water on this guy's head, so I want to put the needle in the water on the guy's head, submerge it out in that water, and the water in him is connected into the mikvah. So it's like it's going into the mikvah. You said. Or do we say no? That to connect the water down, that we can do. But to connect the water up, that the water here is considered as if it's putting something here, like you're putting it in the mikvah, maybe that far we don't go. So machten are needles. Tzinarios were little forks, which they used to use. I guess Rashi says they used to use it when they would make gold thread. You would sort of like wrap it around that thing. It was a very small little fork-shaped item. So, good achis isle the Rabbi Yehuda. Good asik lesle. And then a good asik nami isle. So, we are borrowing phrases from the halachas of Erevin. And Erevin is a rule called Gud Achis Mechitza, and there's a rule called Gud Asik Mechitza. Gud Achis Mechitza means that a Mechitza goes down. So I have a wall which meets the criteria of being a wall. It's suspended in the air. Halacha says we extend the halachic wall down as if that area was full. That's called Gud Achis. It's going Tachas, down. There's also a halacha of good asik mechitza, which means if you have a wall, which is mitzalacha criteria of a wall, we extend the status of the wall up. It's called good asik, it's going up. So, what we hear, we're going to borrow those terms, we're going to say a concept of good achis. Good is a wall. So we're not talking about a wall, but we're borrowing the term from Erevin, saying that just like by Erevin, that's the idea that it connects down. So the water and the person connects out into the mikvah. That's called gud achis. But to connect up, that we say when you're putting something on top of the head, it's like it's putting it in the water in the mikvah, that knot, that'd be called gud asik. Right, then a gud asik, nami isle. He holds a gud asik, that we connect the water up also. So, Amar Li, this is Ula talking, that I asked Rabbi Yochanan this question, and he told me the following. Tinitua, we learned this issue in a braisa. What's the braisa? The braisa says the following. Sholosh gemamiyos benachal. There was a river flowing down, Rashi says the river was flowing down, let's say, the mountainside. But in the river itself, there were areas which had depressions in it, so the water would gather there. So it's like a guma. So gumamias are small, or small gumais. So there were the three of them. So, Hal Yerna Vahatachtoina Vemesoyis, the upper one, lower one, and the middle one. Hal Yerna Vahatachtoina Shal Esim Amma. The upper one held 20 saw, Esim saw, held 20 saws worth of water. The lower one held 20 saw worth of water. Vemesoyis Shal Arboim saw. And the middle one held 40 saws. So 40 saws is the Shir Mikvah. And this flow of rainwater is flowing between the three of them. So do we say that when you be terrible in the upper one which holds 20 saw, which is not a shir mikvah, or the lower one which holds 20 saw, which is not a shir mikvah, since the middle one has a shir mikvah and there is water connecting them, we should look at it as if you're being terrible in the correct amount of water. Well, that's exactly the point. It's on a slope. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda again. Our question is according to Rabbi Yehuda. So in this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda is talking, and he says, Meir, that's Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda, I guess, referred to him as Meir because they were Chaverim. Haya Omer, Rabbi Meir used to say, Matul Bel Yoyna. This is the gears that Rashi has. And the point over here is that he was quoting your mayor, seemingly agreeing to it, that your mayor said, you can be terrible in El Yoyna. How does that work? You have to say, you're going to have to say a good asik, that we're going to connect the water up from the mikkah, which is lower down, up to the water of the upper guma, which holds only 20 saw. And you sleep, you're being terrible in 40 saw. So you see that you do say good asik, that we connect the water up, even though the natural flow is the other direction. The Mor says, so the Ula said back to Rabbi Yochanan, V'hatanya, we learned in a raiser, Behuda Omer, Meir Hoya Omer, Matil Balyana. This other brisa has the version in the following way, that the Yehuda quoted her mayor, that you could be terrible b'lyana. Vani oimer b'tachtona b'loy b'lyana. But I said, no, you can't be terrible in the upper one. You can only be terrible in the lower one. So we connect from the mikveh, the 40-saw mikveh, downwards to the next one, where that's the natural flow. We connect down, but we don't connect up. So Ula asked Rabbi Yochanan, you're quoting me this first brisa, assuming that Yehuda agrees to the mayor. We have a different brisa where Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree with the mayor. Rabbi Yochanan said to Ula, Itanya, Tanya, if there's such a brisa, then such a brisa. I'm not arguing on the brisa. I only was aware of the first brisa, and I assumed that Rabbi Yehuda agreed, but if you tell me he disagreed, I can accept that. Okay, let's see Rashi. Tsinoros. It's five lines in the bottom, last word. Tsinoros, Rashi says, what is Tsinoros? Shetoven by Zahav, when they would make gold thread, they used to use this item. Masuyan, it was made kimin mazleg, like a fork, cotton meod, a very small fork. Exactly how they use it in the process of making thread, gold thread, I don't know. Beresha Sharishan, Ba'udabamai. While the first person is still attached to the water, they put it in the fellow's head. Does it work or not? Gomios is Gumois, Binachal, we use Nachal to refer to the brook, but actually Nachal refers to the bed which the brook flows in, the
slope,
or the valley, or the course of the river.
Wadi.
What? Wadi. Okay. Shipulei harim shekaran valura balaz. the valley part of the mountains, which he refers to as Vulura. Nachal Eson. Nachal Eson, there's no water in the Nachal Eson. So why is it called a Nachal? If Nachal means a river, why is it called a Nachal? Nachal means it would be a place where there is, it's a valley. Nachal Arnon, etc. It usually a nachal was something which flowed downwards, and there was a chardalis of various peinei and umechabrosim which connects them. So Rabbi Yochanan quoted the brayso, which said, now there was a text which said, well, we just have it stops there. Then Rabbi Yochanan quoted this brayso, and that was conclusive. There was actually a different text which said we could derive from that. Rabbi Yehuda says, etc. But we don't have that. We don't have that. Rashi feels like Girsa is wrong. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meir Hoya Omer Matilin Belyano. Rabbi Meir says you could do it. Damar Gud Asik. Es me amsiosa lamala, it will connect up from the middle guma, which has 40 saw, up to the upper one. Ayere chardali shal gshamim, from this brook of rainwater, lahakshur esoyena, to make the upper one kosher. Vekolshken, obviously, the mazilim betachtarna, obviously, you would connect downwards. The kim and the isle good asik, kolshken the isle good achis. So he holds, you can connect up, you can connect down. Okay, that's the braisa. And Rabbi Yochanan's thought process is umiraloi ktoni banichar lekalov loimer kach v'kach. And since the braisa does not continue, that Rabbi Yehuda says that I disagree. Shamanot Rabbi Yehuda could remain a sirulit. So apparently Rabbi Yehuda agrees to remain. This is Rabbi Yochanan talking. So you have a raya that you say good asik. So Ula said back, "Well, Tanya, there's a different. I have a different text of that brayso. The cholok olav that Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. V'chagasin and Meir hoya oimer matvilin b'yoyna, v'ani oimer betachtana v'loy b'yoyna. I'm a polygalay. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with the Meir like you said, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said back, Amar Lahu, he said, Rabbi Yochanan said to them, Itanya, if we learned explicitly in a price, the Cholkin, that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, Tanya, okay, so we can accept that that's a valid version. And therefore we'll follow that version. Because Anibi and I retract what I said. Well, Lashon HaKasa B'Sforim, Eni Yochel Ha'amido, Dimkein Misnaisa Kasha Adori, there seemed to be another girsa where they actually had Rabbi Yehuda agreeing with their mayor in the first brisa. So then the problem is we have a steer in the brises. In other words, the machloikis between the two brises, what Rabbi Yehuda actually said. According to Rashi's version, it's not that we have Rabbi Yehuda explicitly agreeing with their mayor in the first brisa. Just from the fact that he didn't say anything, we would assume that he agrees. Well, that's an assumption which we can change based on a different text. But if you have two different braises which argue, why do you believe the second braise is more authoritative than the first braise? So therefore, that Girsa Rashi has difficulty with. Now, there is a problem over here in the sugya. When we spoke about chardalis, Rashi pointed out, Rashi quoted the Tanan, Hanitzik v'katarpas eino chibur. There's something which is on a slant. It's not connected. That's why you can't be terrible in this long river running down the mountain, which contains 40 saw, because we don't look at the water which is in the chardalis is connected. So how does that exactly, does this chardalis, which is on a slope, connect the two things? If you tell me the chardalis is not considered connected. You know, some which is katar, some which is on an angle is not considered connected. Let's touch this cash over here on the top. Your testament base. He says, apparently, we're saying we're Ketapas Havichiver. We learned the Mishnah in Mikvahs, which is quoted in Gittin, Hanitzik Bakhtapras, Umashka Tvech, Eno Kibr, Loda Tuma, Loda Tahara. So Tosis says, Tosis has two approaches. That possibly that halacha of Tosis' second pshat, that halacha that Ketapris is not Chibur, was not talking about the regards to the halacha of Tefillah, it's talking about the halachas of Tuma. In regards to if I have water up here which is Tomei, if I have water down here which is Tomei, and I have this flow, do I say that makes the water further up Tomei? Say, no, it doesn't. If it be flat surface, we consider it all one item, so if you put Tuma here in this water, all this water will become Tomei. So if I have two gumois on even ground, and well, that's not a fair case because in a guma it's not a kabbal tuma. Let's say it wasn't water; it was yayin. So yayin is a kabbal tuma even on the ground. And I have two gumas of water. You'd have your wine press, and it flows out into a vat, which is in the ground. And there's one here, and there's one here, and there's a layer of liquid, which is, it's flowed up on top, overflowed, and the two are touching each other through that water, through that wine, I'm sorry. Somebody's tummy touches over here, this one's also tummy. But if it be at an angle, and you touch tummy here, it wouldn't make the upper one tummy. So,
touch the upper
will make the lower tummy, possibly because then the yin, which is tummy, would flow down. But the other way around, it wouldn't. So the Mishnah says, lo the tumah below the tahara. But what about in regards to tevila? So Tosis, the second shot is possibly in regards to the din of. For the purpose of tevila, that Ketapris works, but the problem is the more of them get is mashma, not like that. So Tosis is mechadish from the Ben Otam that once you have a mikvah sholim in the middle, we don't have to create a mikvah through Ketapris. Ketapris will function as a way to attach other things to the mikvah. The case over there before was to create a mikvah through. You have this river flowing down the mountain, and there's a total of 40 saw in the whole river. You want to make it into one mikvah when it's on that flow at an angle. That you can't do. But over here you have a gum which has 40 saw in it. Ready is a mikvah. You want to connect up or down. That Ketapris would, yes, be considered attached. That would not be a problem.
In our mikvah, the old mikvah, one side. So they have that place where you toil kalim on the outside. Isn't that an extension? Doesn't that just feed from the regular mikvah?
No, it's a separate entity. It's its own entity. That's plain rainwater there. Just it's its own.
Would that have been sort of the same thing if it had fed off of that?
Well, it depends if it's what height they are. If it's at a how they would do the height, the connection at the height. Okay. Something more. So the Mishnah says that goes through the person had intent for chulin, it doesn't work for meiser. Intent for meiser doesn't work for truma. So we relate to meiser as a separate level, different than chulin and different than truma. So Mani Mas Nisan, who's the Tan of the Mishnah, Rabbanon he the Shana Luhu Bain Chulan Lamaiser. We had before in Yud Chesem Abayis, we brought a Machlokes Tin Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Called Tom Bias Maim and Dibri Sarfim and Thomas Akkadish and Persil Tachuma Umutu the Chulan Lamaiser. So Reb Meir lumped Chulan and Meiser Shana together. Chachamim Oysim Ben Meiser. Chachamim said no, Meiser not. Even though Chulan yes, but Meiser not, because we. So we deal with the according to Chumim, Meiser and Kulin, Meiser, Truma are three layers, three levels. According to Rameir, it's only two. We lump Meiser Sheni together with Kulin. So obviously the Tana Bar Mishnah is the Rabbanon, which differentiate between Meiser and Truma. Okay? The problem is the following. It's Rabbanon the Shana, Lubein Kulin, the Meiser. The problem is the aim of Sefer. The Sefer seems to say not like that, Bar Mishnah. It continues and says, so this is a question of the case of a person's tarveling and he has intent for A, does it work for B? So if he's tarveling having intent that it's going to work for Kulin, does not work for Meiser. Kavana for Meiser doesn't work for Truma. Kavana for Truma doesn't work for Kabonis. Kavana for Kabonis doesn't work for Paradum. Then the mission makes another list. It says Big Day Amo Oritz. Med is the Prushin. So Big Day Amo Oritz, who are not sharing themselves from Tumah at all, have a din as if they are Medris, that they have Tumah of Medris, that they are, as if a Nida or something sat on them, and therefore they are not an Ava Tumah, to generate Tumah for Prushim. Prushim are people which would keep themselves eat Kulin B'Tahara. Big Day Prushim Medris Lo Echle Tumah, people who are eat their Kulin B'Tahara are considered tome when it comes to people for eat truma. It doesn't say loichle meiser. I mean, it sounds like we lump meiser is not a separate unit. We don't say, well, big day prushin is medris loichle meiser. Big day loichle meiser are medris loichle truma. We don't have that layer there. Also, the Rameir, it goes like Rameir, the Mechulin and Meiser Kadarin. We deal with Chulin and Meiser Sheni as one level. So, Reisha Rabbanon, the Sefer Rameir. Are you going to tell me that the race of the Mishnah is Rabbanon and the Sefer of the Mishnah is Rameir? The Mor says, in yes, I will tell you that. Reisha Rabbanon, the Sefer Rameir. So, it's not comfortable, it's not exciting, but it's not unheard of that we can have the price will go like that. Or I mean, a Mishnah will go like that, where the ratio is one ton, the Sefer is a different ton. The Mor says that Rav Acha Bar Ado, to address this problem, Masni Lo B'Sefa Chomesh Ma'alus, Mekulah Kula Kurabana, he actually has a different text in the Sefer, and he actually has a fifth level. So you have Chulin, and we say Big Day Amoritz are Medris the Prushin. Then he has in his text Big Day Prushim are Medris Loichle Meiser. So that's your second layer is Meiser. Big Day Loichle Meiser are Medris Loichle Truma. That's your third layer is Loichle Truma. Then Loichle Kodesh, and then carbon, then carbon paradum. So five layers, five levels. So according to Rav Acha Bar Ado's Girsa, so then we'd have five layers. See, even the safe is going like the Rabban. Okay, so Rashi, Rabbanon he, the pligi leder mayor, the cholaton biasmayim and the b'sefer masul b'maiser. Somebody which the chachamim were mechayiv that they need tefillah in Rabbanon. So he said before, Matamis the Kaddish Bashal is Chuba Mutta the Chulin of Meiser. Since it's only a Sheni, Sir Meir said he doesn't affect Meiser. The Chum said he does affect Meiser. Medris Lechle Chuma, Layamra Medris Lameiser. We didn't say that he's considered a Tumas Medris for Meiser Sheni. But Ravacha has Chomish Marlos Perushim is one, Berkle Meister is two, Berkle Chum is three, Berkle Kodesh is four, and Rechat is in Paradum is five. Okay. End of that thought. Amar Rav Mori, new thought. Shema Minoah, we can hear from our Mishnah, Chulin Shanasu Altaris HaKodesh Kodesh Damo. A person who would eat Chulin but dealing with it with the level of responsibility and care, how a person would normally do if he was eating kodesh, eating karbonos. So Rashi says, example, a person who does eat karbonos, various scenarios, brings karbonos, etc., and he wants to make sure that everybody in his household is used to being that level of shmiras. So he says he institutes in this household, Rabbi said, this is how we do it all the time. This way we'll always be careful. Okay, so that was his decision. It's a private decision. And he comes in and says to Mara, so listen, you know, I'm so careful with these kulin, even though normally people who eat kulin have a din of medris for truma, but I'm so careful as if it's kurdish, so my big day, my begotten, right, should be mutter for truma, because I'm shomer on that level. As we said, it's very nice, but you're a private person, you know, there's a rule, is the rule. But then we say, no, that this was a common enough practice that people did this, that we would give it a halachic validity, a halachic status, that there's people doing this, and therefore, because now the Gemara says, we'll bring in a minute, a machlokes tanoim, by a case of there is a concept, kulin shanas al taras truma. That was a pretty common thing. The kahanim, you know, reading truma on a regular basis, all over the Eretz Yisrael, wasn't limited to when they go to Yerushalayim, etc. You know, it was, if you weren't used to eating it properly, you could really mess yourself up. So they would basically do that. The Chum gave their imprimatur and said, kulin shanas al taras truma is kikshuma dum. But kachim, on the other hand, it was, you know, I mean, I understand why you want to be in practice, but it was clearly something which you wouldn't mix up, because you went only when you went up to Yerushalayim and you're bringing kabbonis. It was clearly a different mindset. So did the Chum need to give it its own halachic status? Samara says, woman number says, no, it doesn't work. Woman number says, we give it a level of Erchle Truma. We won't give it a level of Erchle Kurdish. It's not worse than that. We generated a concept called Kulun Shanas al Taras Truma. This is worse than that. So it'll be like Taras Truma. Right now, the more thing we see from our Mishnah that not only is it Kataras Truma, it's Kataras Kurdish. Okay. Now. No, they're still cooling. But this person goes to the mikvah thinking to prepare himself for eating his chulin, which he's act as if it's kurdish. So he went to the mikvah for the purpose of eating that. So normally going to mikvah to eat chulin doesn't allow you to eat truma. Well, then somebody walks in with a truma sandwich for this kayan over here. He says, no problem, I went to mikvah ready. He says, no, you didn't. You only went to mikvah for chulin. Yeah, but I went to mikvah for chulin, but I keep all the laws of kurdish. So it's like I went for kurdish. So I don't have to go to mikvah again. So we'll be in big naf kamina. Or his begotten, will they make kurdish tamei or not? Big day chulin normally are big day prushim create tuma or not? Well, listen, my friends, you better get ready, because when Mashiach comes, it's a whole different ball game. You know, I mean, we don't relate to that world. We just don't relate to that world, what it means. So, a woman comes in Nida, and basically, you know, she's a major problem. woman gives birth to a baby. Right. You ready to have your couch in the mikveh yet?
It's on the record a couple times a year. So you're not living that way, right? It's an exception. They were talking about living that way all
the time. Well, what about a kayan? Kayan ate chumba all the time. He had to live like that.
Kohanim are a different story.
Right, so if the Kohanim can manage it, you know, so we could also manage it. I mean, the Purushim basically did this. The Mor says the Purushim.
I'm not saying the Purushim did this. What I'm saying is, in both cases, we're talking about minorities in the population that effectively can are effectively enabled because there are other people dealing with issues that they can't deal with due to their status.
Well, they could. They just would be told me that they would, you know. Or, you know, right? There was a constant awareness.
But if they treat Hula as Kurdish, that means they don't eat that week.
No. Nasal Taurus Kurdish means I would keep my household functioning at that level. If somebody came to me, just like we you know, there was. The you would keep items which became tome, you didn't necessarily throw them out, you would keep them in a separate fridge. I mean, if somebody came tome, see, he would go into the back, he would go to the outhouse for the week and eat over there. Just same with what happened to the wife. She went to her private tent for the week and ate over there, and the week was up, she came back. She did not eat for the week. So the kid messed himself up, so there was a doghouse in the back to keep it for the week. You know, didn't do it again. Didn't do it twice. You know. That's what they call prushim, because they're poorish. They basically had, in some ways, they had to separate themselves out from the regular populace because b'dam oritz made them tome. You know, every day they would go out to the marketplace. The guy touches him. Oh, hey, here we go again. You know, there's the day. You know. You know, so he was. That's why they were called Purushim. He says, "School Jasal Taras Kedush Kedush." Morris says, "Me my Vushtekos." Why don't we say that Big Day Purushim, who eat Chulin B'Taharis Chulin, are medris for people who eat chulin mataris kaddish? Why don't we say that? Like it's a separate level. Apparently, because we deal with this is the same halach as if it's kaddish, so it's not a separate level. It goes into the kaddish level. Morris says no, but the opposite. Maybe it's like nothing, and so it's not a separate level because it's the same thing as chulin. We didn't listen because the idam of the chuma hatani chuma, the idam of the chulin hatani chulin. The tanya, it's not. No, it's not. Chulin shenasu al taras hakadosh arayin kechulin. Rav Tzadok Gamra arayin kechuma. So one of the Tanakhama says it's like chulin. So we ready. So why should this ever list? It's level. It's not a separate level. It's the same thing as chulin. So they don't need to say a separate level, and it's considered like Shuma again, so it goes into the level called Shuma. But how you're saying the fact doesn't say it's a separate level, it's a riot, it's like Kodesh. No, maybe it's right, it's like nothing happened, it's still Hula. So that's not a good riot. Let me say, so what's the riot? Let me say it says like this. Even though he's the biggest chosid shebe kahuna, but when he was eating chulin, it would impact kodesh. Yechemen gugado hayoichel al taris hakodesh kol yamov. Hoyer mitpachto medrus lechatos. He was makpat to eat his chulin al taris kodesh, and his beged would be create tuma for paraduma. Lechatos in lekodesh lo. It would not impact create tuma for kodesh. I was chulin, alma ksaber chulin shenatz al taras kodesh ke kodesh damu. So apparently, at least our mission is saying that it works for kodesh. Chulin shenatz al taras kodesh is considered like kodesh. Okay.